2 weeks ago, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Edward J. Markey introduced a resolution backing a Green New Deal for the U.S. This hopes to address both the climate change crisis and create a massive jobs and development program here in the U.S. John Rinn is a fellow at the Institute for Urban Systems at the City University of New York. He's also a member of AFSCME, Local 2627 DC 37. Rinn has written extensively about what such a Green New Deal might look like for over a decade, long before this current session of Congress. That includes projections on what a Green New Deal could mean for working people, and those projections are very, very good. He blogs at economicreconstruction.org. Labor Radio spoke to Rinn yesterday.
The resolution for the Green New Deal right now is a set of goals, and there's no money associated with it or jobs or any specific action. It talks about decarbonizing electricity by 2030 and some other broad goals like that. What I was trying to do was come up with an actual plan, preliminary numbers on how much all this would cost and how many people would get jobs and all that sort of thing, because I thought it was important, even if it's very preliminary, to just give people a sense of what this actually means.
Rinn describes what he is trying to do. Numbers and a link to the 2014 book chapter he mentions are at greennewdealplan.org.
For instance, I wrote a chapter in a book, and I talked about a $1.7 trillion per year plan that would lead to over 20 million jobs. I went through the details of how I figured this out, which you can see on greennewdealplan.com. For instance, I talked about an interstate renewable electricity system, an interstate high-speed rail system, constructing millions of new residential units in walkable neighborhoods, a new agricultural system, and also how you would green the manufacturing sector, which I think is a really exciting way to make the Green New Deal more popular in working class voters in particular.
Rinn stresses the importance of developing the manufacturing sector in a successful Green New Deal.
What I hope the Green New Deal advocates eventually get to as soon as possible is talk about how all the stuff that has to get built for the Green New Deal, the wind turbines and the trains and all that, that should all be manufactured in this country. And it's called domestic content or local content rules. And I think that would add millions of new manufacturing jobs and really revive the whole manufacturing sector from the decline from 25% of the economy that it was in 1968 to like 10% now, and be an incredible boon for the Midwest and really for the whole country.
This would mean greening the production process itself, Rinn explains.
What I think a lot of that would also involve would be to, over a 20-year period, replace most of the industrial machinery inside the factory so that they don't use fossil fuels. Manufacturing accounts for about 16% of greenhouse gas emissions. That's almost as much as the coal plants that everybody knows about. So you'd have to change out the equipment to handle that. You'd want to have equipment that didn't pollute. And then sort of the most far-reaching is to try and produce, manufacture so that you can recycle and reuse the products that we make so that you don't have to destroy ecosystems by mining.
Arguments that working people will need to somehow tighten their belts in order to end climate disaster are truly off the mark, Rinn believes.
There are people that are concerned that we have to cut back our standard of living a lot to not destroy the planet. I think they're well-meaning, but I don't think they quite understand how the economy works. Not that this is very well taught anyway, but I think that if you set up a production system, set up manufacturing, you set up agriculture in a green way, you can do whatever you want. You can use the inputs from recycled stuff if you're not polluting, if your agriculture is not destroying ecosystems, if you stop deforesting, which is 17% of greenhouse gas emissions, and you're not going to destroy the planet.
However, in contrast to the rhetoric of the last half century, a democratically controlled government, not the market, will have to lead the necessary changes, says Rinn.
Well, part of trying to sell the Green New Deal, this will be difficult because of the last 50 years of Ronald Reagan and all that sort of thing, is understanding that the government is a critical part of the economy, particularly of the production system, because the government creates all the infrastructure that everything else uses. The government has to fulfill the wishes of the people, or none of this is going to work. So it can't just be a technocratic top-down thing from the government. People are going to have to push for the government to do this sort of thing. But often the government is much more efficient than the market.
There is another thing that workers will have to get their heads around. There will be all kinds of work that has to be done. So implementing an ambitious Green New Deal along Rinn's model will effectively guarantee full employment.
In the 70s, Martin Luther King's wife, Greta Scott King, had a movement to provide a federal job guarantee. That is, anyone who wanted a job would get one. And that sort of petered out. And recently, there's been a lot of good work done on that concept. Generally, has meant part-time stuff. But I think the Green New Deal can be more ambitious than that. I came up with 28 million new jobs. And that would not only soak up whatever unemployment there is now, that would allow people who work part-time and want to work full-time to work full-time. That would allow people who have given up on working to come back into the workforce. That would be a disaster for Uber and probably McDonald's. But basically, you could guarantee everyone who wanted a good job, because there's so much work to do.
This will bring a fundamental shift in political and economic power, Rin says, and will put unions in a great position.
This would vastly increase the power of the working class in general, and the middle class as well. You could also require that all the factories be unionized. You could even say that maybe after a number of years, they become employee-owned and controlled, or at least get some kind of percentage of the ownership. There's all kinds of ways you could formulate this so that the working people of the country would finally be in the position to get the fruits of the economic growth that they haven't been getting for the past 40 years.
Rin says that any Green New Deal will face massive political attacks from the rich and the currently overly powerful. So only an ambitious, popular plan with millions of people behind it can succeed.
The right-wingers, the people who thought Obama was socialist. I mean, the Green New Deal is the boldest thing since the 60s, probably, if not even before. So, of course, their hair is going to be on fire. But what you have to worry about is more like big corporations and wealthy individuals, and they'll just throw billions into demonizing everything. But that's why it's important to make the Green New Deal as popular and as beneficial to as wide of the public as possible.
That was John Rynn, spelled R-Y-N-N, a fellow at the Institute for Urban Systems at the City University of New York and a member of AFSCME, Local 2627. Details of his proposal are at greennewdealplan.com.